I'm the Allegheny apologist and a philosophical physicist.
I'm Mr. Earth Guy, geologist of the Earth and Earth geologist.
Today, I'm here with my Diet Mountain Dew and the seventh of the 10 best scientific evidences for a young Earth.
And I'm here with my eye drops to debunk you because you're full of shit.
Last time, we talked about rocks. According to theories, the rocks are hundreds of millions of years old.
I must have missed the memo because I didn't debunk that video, but I can assure you it's coming next.
Now, let's talk about fossils, specifically polystrate fossils.
Okay, pause you right there. Polystrate fossils aren't a real thing. And I mean, geologically, we don't use that term in academia. It's a term made by young Earth creationists because it sounds cool.
There are fossils, usually trees, but at least one whale, that extend through multiple layers that are dated as spanning many, many years. But a tree cannot stand upright or upside down for hundreds or thousands of years.
Okay, so polystrate means many layers and fossils is fossils. So many layered fossils, right? What he is referring to is trees that after they've died have stayed upright. Now, this isn't uncommon. You do see ghost forests where they're basically trees that are still standing, but they're decaying. But in those forests, they're not surrounded by any sort of flooding events or any sort of floodplains that mean that they'll get covered or buried rather quickly. But that's essentially what polystrate fossils are. In this particular case, trees that have died, they're usually found in areas that are prone to floods or volcanic eruptions, which is rare, but it does happen. So this basically means that the fossils stay upright and they get surrounded by these deposits in the forms of layers. And the key thing there is layers. Layers implies multiple depositional cycles, which means that it happens over a series of depositions, not one big flood or one big body of sediment.
Instead, all of the layers and the tree must be buried simultaneously. This reduces the possible age for the rocks by potentially millions of years.
Polystrate fossils don't prove anything, an example being Mount St. Helens. Mount St. Helens erupted in the 1980s, and it sent a massive wave of destruction down the flanks of its north face, I believe. And as a consequence, it blew away thousands upon thousands of trees. It ripped them out of the ground and flung them into the Spirit Lake nearby. These trees today float around in a massive mat, which I'm making a video on very shortly, but they also have sunk down to the bottom of the lake, standing upright and being buried by volcanic sedimentation. These will become polystrate fossils as long as there's continued deposition of sediments in this lake. So yes, these things happen in very short periods of time, but that doesn't mean the world is catastrophically being destroyed. It just means that there was an acute flooding event. If you enjoyed this video, like, comment, share, follow, and I'll see you in the next one.